Hello, and welcome to the second episode of The Sideline. In today's episode, we will be talking about fantasy football for the NFL. And myself and my co-host, Morgan, will be listing off our top 20 running backs that we draft, kind of in that order, but where we slot them. If you want to talk about this conversation at on Twitter, you can tweet me at @A_Olette31. You can reach Morgan at
@MorganMance1.
Okay, so let's start this off. I'm actually quite excited for fantasy football this year. I have some redemption. I tanked. It was awful last year for me. Somehow you came out.
Last year I came out on top.
Okay. So let's start off with 20 to 11.
Sounds good.
Okay, I'll start my list off. I have at 20, New England running back Sony Michel. 19, Derrick Henry. 18, Melvin Ingram. 17, Joe Mixon. 16, Kenyon Drake. 15, Jay Ajayi. 14, LeSean McCoy. 13, Christian McCaffrey. 12, Howard. 11, Gordon. And your top 20?
My top 20, at the end of it, it's a little similar, but number 20, I got Marshawn Lynch. 19, LeGarrette Blount. 18, Carlos Hyde. 17, LeSean McCoy. 16, Lamar Miller. 15, Alvin Kamara. 14, Derrick Henry. And like Addison, 13, 12, and 11. I got McCaffrey, Howard, and Gordon.
So, I want to first start off with 20. Let's start off at 20. You have Marshawn. I have Michelle. How does beast mode sneak in for you?
Well, personally, I go with more of the veteran guys. And more of how I pick is more with my heart than my head, you could say. But I believe that guys who have more, like,
smarts, awareness,
well, like, more years in the league.
Oh, okay.
I'm not sold on rookies yet. I can't see what they're gonna do in the NFL compared to what they did in college.
True.
Because it's a big step between NCAA and NFL. So I took beast mode because he's had good years in the past, and he's a tank.
But with the new coach hiring, Gruden, how do you feel about this Oakland team? Like, we haven't seen him since 2003.
Yeah, I don't know. It's maybe he's got a different scheme he plays. Maybe he's not going to go around the whole Marshawn Lynch thing. Maybe he does. I don't know. But maybe he's a pass game guy. They got a lot of good weapons this year. Maybe beast mode wasn't a good selection because the run game is going to get more neglected now that they have more offensive weapons.
That is true. Christian McCaffrey, before we started this podcast, you were saying you had him up to 7, right?
I had him at 7, yeah. And then I had to switch him around because, you know, again, like the rookie thing. And
you did have him. I was sold on him. I was kind of can catch the ball. Well, I thought it was
last year. He came out just smoking. Everybody was like, he's the next big thing.
Yeah.
And in my fantasy last year, I had him, and he was averaging like 6 to 8 points per week. Like, for fantasy wise, if you're gonna want to be the top,
true,
you gotta, your running backs get lots of points.
And even at like a number 2, you don't want 8 points coming out as your 2 back, but maybe that 3rd back. I don't know. I want to be high on Christian McCaffrey, and I thought I was quite high on him because Jonathan Stewart,
yep,
ex-Panther, now a Giant. So I'm thinking, okay, McCaffrey, it's his time. Go work that ball. And then they bring in CJ Anderson, who was a 1,000-yard rusher, and you're sitting there, are they going to be splitting time? Like,
yeah, maybe they don't have faith in Christian McCaffrey like they thought they would.
Took him in the top 10? I think he was...
Bringing in a 1,000-yard rush guy, though.
Yeah.
Maybe they think McCaffrey's not what he was.
Any names on my list you'd like to touch? I feel like there's one that you're high on, I'm a little low on. We haven't talked about him, but Ajay Ajayi.
Well,
I'll give my splitter because yours is later on. Ajay Ajayi gets hurt. I'm kind of sold on that he needs other backs around him, I believe. Corey Clement, I think is his name. He played in the Super Bowl and he was explosive. He looked at like a maybe better version of Darren Sproles, but that's kind of the reason why I'm low on him. McCoy. Where do you got McCoy again?
I got McCoy at 17.
I have him at 14. Is it age? Is it... What's your thoughts behind that?
Well, I just don't think McCoy is as good as he used to be. Like,
Back in those Philly days, early Buffalo days. Yeah, I understand. My big thing is young quarterback. That's why I've got him kind of like not an oh my god, but not a eh. He's in between there. Like, if I'm looking for a third back, McCoy has a third back.
Gonna average somewhere between 10, 12 points, hopefully. Yeah. One guy I want to touch base on is I have him at 18, and he was kind of like a guy that you wouldn't think to take because his team is brutal.
Oh, yeah, but I like this.
Carlos Hyde. I took Carlos Hyde here because young team, they've got a young quarterback. They may start Tyrod Taylor, but who knows? Yeah. But they don't got a lot of weapons, and the Browns have never had a lot of weapons. So I'm thinking Carlos Hyde is going to get a lot of that offensive load.
Oh, I'd put Hyde, he'd make... I'm trying to think. I guess I'd switch him out with Henry. I don't... Where do you have Henry?
I have Henry at 14, but Derrick Henry's one of those guys that... I don't know. I just don't really like the Chargers.
Henry's a...
Isn't he Phillip Rivers?
No. That's Gordon. Gordon's...
Oh, yeah. Okay.
Henry's with Tennessee.
What's Tennessee's O-line looking like this year?
They're a good O-line. My big issue is Deion Lewis signed there.
So split time then.
Well,
Deion Lewis is more of like a... Receiving back,
balance. I'm thinking, I want that. Maybe that's why I have Henry so low. I'm a little worried about Deion Lewis because he is a good back, but I also feel like Deion Lewis may be taking him up the field. Henry comes in and sneaks a touchdown from you, and you're sitting there.
So he's not getting those 100-yard rushing games or 200-yard rushing games. He's getting 50-yard rushing games.
50, 75.
With two TDs.
Yeah. And you're sitting there, at fantasy, could that be 12, maybe more points? But then Deion Lewis is getting robbed? Like,
yeah, like if they were putting Deion Lewis in for that full drive, then going in for the touchdown, like Deion Lewis is racking points up. So... A guy like Jordan Howard.
Oh,
what's your thoughts on him?
I like Jordan Howard. He saved me in fantasy. He'll probably be another pick. I'm not going to lie. I really like him. But once we get into our top 10s, just looking at him, kind of... Where do you put him? Like, you want to put him in your top 10, but it's like... new system, new head coach. They really like their guy, Tariq Cohen.
Yeah, he's speedy.
So, and like Howard, I think the highest I might, if I were to move Howard up, would be 11 or 10. I'm not putting him up where I have my 7, 8, 9er guys. He doesn't come close to my top 5, I think. And anything else? What are your thoughts behind that?
I don't know. The Bears, they haven't been really a good team in the past 3 years.
Made some offensive.
Yeah, made some offensive adjustments, but
you're still.
I'm just not sold on that team yet, and a young QB like Trubisky, I'm just not quite sold on that.
You and I have the same 11, right, Gordon?
Yep.
What made him just slip? Just about there, because my 10. I don't know if we have the same 10 guy. Yeah, we do. We've discussed that, but like, you could argue you could switch those two.
Those guys, they're very similar players. They could definitely, on my list, could go either way. I just slotted in my number 10 because I think he's got a little bit better of a team.
Yeah.
A little bit better of an offensive line. And he's proven that he can run the ball.
Yeah. Gordon has kind of, like, I had him a couple. I think I had him in our first year and he was good. But second year, I think he kind of disappeared.
Kind of dropped off the map a bit.
Yeah. I don't know. Gordon's one of those guys. Has he been injured much his career? I don't know.
I don't think so.
I think he's just kind of not consistent.
So a guy like Alvin Kamara.
Alvin Kamara.
I have him at 15. Oh. Why I put him at 15 is because, like we discussed before, Ingram and Kamara.
Ingram, if he didn't have a suspension, he'd be higher than me for 18. But I think Ingram will be, when it comes down to draft night, I bet you he slides until, I wouldn't be surprised if he's still there at 10.
Do you have Ingram and Kamara on your list?
Yes, I have both.
So if you have the chance, are you drafting both?
No. No, I don't. Because then you've got to think, okay, when bye weeks come, you're losing two backs. So you have to have four backs. I'd pick between. I think it's more likely for myself, because Kamara could go high, but Ingram, I feel like people are going to see that suspension and stay away. But they did, if I saw correctly, they did bring in Terrence West.
Okay, yep.
Brought him in. So there will be some, like, it's not going to be Kamara's.
It's not going to be the Kamara show.
Which I don't think it is. Should be yet.
No, he's a young guy, still developing. Underneath Ingram, when he comes back, I think that's a good role for him to take shared snaps.
Yeah, Sean Payton did say Ingram, not Ingram, Kamara's role is not changing, which I think is correct. I think it's the best way to grow him. And the biggest thing about running backs, it's 30 and it's like, okay, time's ticking, the wheels are going to fall off. And I think by playing Kamara and Ingram at the same time, it's going to make his running back life in the NFL a little bit longer.
So I got 19 on here. Kind of a wild card. It's just in my heart because I love the guy. He runs straight up the middle. LeGarrette Blount. I think he's going to be just a surprise guy, you know. Be your third running back. Get you 12, 13 points a week.
He's definitely going to be a touchdown machine. And looking at that Detroit running back committee, you've got LeGarrette. You've got what is his name? I like him in Madden, I think.
Yeah, I got him.
You got him? But, yeah, I think LeGarrette Blount's going to be a kind of touchdown guy in the red zone.
A red zone threat.
Yeah, kind of what he was for New England when he played.
Detroit's got Theo Riddick, and then they got their rookie, Caron Johnson.
You know, Riddick?
Again with me. I can't see rookies. Like, I can't see it until I see it.
Oh.
I can't just predict, I think this is going to be the guy, just on highlights and college.
Understandable.
I like having a guy in the backfield that has won, and he knows how to win, and he's been to the show.
So, we kind of have a little Well, 17-16, I've got Mixon, Drake. So Joe Mixon's coming in his second year. Drake is Dolphins running back.
Yep.
Looked pretty good. Just not your guys.
They didn't crack my list, nope.
Were they close? Were they like, yeah, maybe? Or was it like, no, I've got my guys.
I got my guys. Marshawn Lynch was one of those guys that I couldn't decide if he was going to be my 20 or 21 guy.
Oh, okay, yeah. So, yep.
You know.
That's what Carlos Hyde was for me.
And you know what? I could put Mixon in there, but just, again, experience Bengals. For me. And the Bengals.
Like, their old line?
They're no good. I don't think they're going to have a good season this year.
Ready to go 10-1?
I'm ready.
Okay. Want me to start it off, or?
Give her.
Okay. So 10, I've got Devontae Freeman, Atlanta Falcon. 9, coming off his ACL tear, Dalvin Cook. 8, surprise, rookie, I'm kind of high on this guy, Barkley. 7, Fournette. 6, Kamara. 5, surprisingly, Bell. 4, Hunt. 3, Johnson. 2, Zeke. And number 1, save this man in fantasy football, Todd Gurley. Go ahead.
So my number 10, 9, and 8 are all the same, actually. I've got Devontae Freeman at 10, Dalvin Cook at 9, and Barkley at 8. Now I got Kareem Hunt at 7, Leonard Fournette at 6, Zeke at 5, Le'Veon Bell at 4. Big difference between our lists. I have Jay Ajayi at 3, David Johnson at 2, and the man that saved my fantasy, Todd Gurley. He's number 1 running back this year.
Okay. We could start anywhere from 1 to 10 here, but I'm feeling Bell.
Bell is a huge topic in the NFL. Is he going to sign a contract? Is he going to be a franchise tagged player? Will he play this year? Like, my personal opinion is, if they can't figure out a contract with the Steelers, is he going to have a lockout season and just be like, you know what, guys? You don't want to pay me? Free agency's open next year. I'm leaving. See ya.
Well, I somehow very much lucked out. I was picking 2. I got Bell. Why? This guy's brother here. I'm going Tom Brady number 1 overall. Oh, but I got Bell thinking Bell's at 2. You can't pass that up. No.
Last year, Bell, and coming off the year he was, he's definitely top 3 running back in the league.
Season came. If I'm correct, he skipped preseason.
Yep.
Came. That season, he put up decent numbers, but it was spotty.
It wasn't the Bell that we've seen before. It wasn't the same Bell.
So the only reason, he's got until the 16th. The Steelers have until the 16th to get a long term contract. If I hear, Bell's got a long contract, he's locked up with the Steelers, I think he slides up to 2 or 1 for me. Slides right up.
I agree. If he walks up and becomes long-term deal, he's neck and neck with Todd Gurley for me. Because maybe he'll be the Le'Veon Bell that everybody knows him to be. But also, if he doesn't sign that contract, the other way I see it is Le'Veon Bell could be come out, have a huge season. He could
be hungry.
And then just be like, that's why I'm worth the money I'm worth. True. I'm not worth nothing.
So, how would you like to do this segment? Do we want to talk about 10 to 1? Do you want to pick a guy out?
You know what? I want to pick a guy here.
Okay.
Barkley. Now, that's the only rookie I have on my list that's in my top 10 who I think, you know, maybe. He's like, he's a guy that I just think is similar to LeGarrette Blount. I just think he's
a guy. I think he's going to be more... I think he's going to be like Bell. He'll be able to catch the ball. He's going to be able to run. My only issue, why he's 8, rookie year, yep. Biggest issue is that offensive line. They did make moves to make it better. They signed a Patriots old tackle. What's his name? Left tackle. Nate Solder. Drafted 2 interior guards. Like, it's a better offensive line, but it's one of those things. You played offensive line in high school.
Yep.
It's one of those things. throwing in new guys, it's kind of hard to work sometimes. You got gel.
Sometimes when you got your main core of offensive linemen and you feel each other's grooves out and you know each other's strengths and weaknesses, and then when you throw a new guy in there,
it's like,
what do I do? This guy may do something same strength as me that I'm going for to stop my guy, but then all of a sudden we're getting blown up every time.
Yeah.
And also, Eli Manning. That's all I gotta say. It's Eli Manning.
I think Barkley comes in, helps Eli though.
Revives his career?
Not revives, but like, we've all, as long as I've been a football fan, we've always barked on the Giants. Oh, they don't have a run game. They don't have a run game. They go do it with the second overall pick. They get a running back. They get offensive line. All the things we've complained, I feel like they addressed.
So are you saying playoff team with Barkley?
Playoff team, if you listened to my last segment, I'm sorry, Giants fan. I don't know. I really don't know. Tough division. It's hard to say. Guy I kind of want to pick, right below him, 9, Dalvin Cook. Coming off an ACL team. Tear.
Dalvin Cook, man, I think this kid's got it. I really do.
I
think if Adrian Peterson, when he played there, could put up the yards that he did, I think Dalvin Cook could double those yards.
Great. Yeah, look what happened. Last time AP tore his ACL, league MVP. Dalvin Cook's a running back, plays this for the same team, must be an MVP. But no, I can see him. I bet you he's more of a threat in the passing game. He'll run the ball, but I feel like Kirk Cousins will. I need to check it down. I feel like it's going to be to Cook.
Yep. So a guy like Zeke Elliott.
Why I have him at 2?
Why do you have him? I have him placed at 5. And 2? You have him at 2.
I'm looking at as offensively, who do they have really other than Zeke?
Yeah, without Dez Bryant, they don't really have a good pass game.
Well, even with Dez Bryant, I don't think he gelled with Dak
Prescott like he did with Tony Romo.
Yeah. Why Zeke? Man, I remember we started when Zeke was first year, right?
Yep.
And I remember drafting him. I don't know if I took any slack for that, but I won the league because of that. I was quite happy with Zeke. Only reason I think why he didn't have a good year last year was his 6-game suspension was going on. It was, oh, he's going to be suspended at the start, plays the start, or he's going to be suspended in the middle. Like, it was just
It was a spotty guy. Like, when we did our draft last year,
he fell.
He was supposed to be, like, a 1 or 2 round guy, and he was, like, gone.
Did he go undrafted?
Yeah, he went undrafted, and then our buddy picked him up. He had that 6-game suspension. Didn't get any points, but as soon as he was back, he was fired up.
But he started the year off without, like, he was playing games.
Yep.
And it was, like, one of those things, like, well, when's the suspension going to come? It's going to come sometime.
And that hurts the guy's fantasy team, too, when you don't know when the suspension's going to happen. So,
oh, yeah, it's a gamble.
Zeke's going hot. He's got a good streak. You're winning fantasies. Then, all of a sudden, bam, suspension. Your main running back goes down. 6 games, what do you do then?
Yeah. Leonard Fournette. I feel like he's, you could argue he's in the same situation that Zeke's in. I'd say Cowboys got a better quarterback. Blake.
Yeah, pretty much. That's all you gotta say.
And they did lose Allen Robinson. And was it Hearns that went to the Cowboys? So they still have Marquise Lee?
Yep.
And that's it.
They lose their 2 top receivers.
But the offensive line is looking good, though, I'd say. But I like Fournette. I can't put him ahead of Kamara, who I've got at 6. And Bell. Bell's one of those guys.
Again, back on Bell. He's a spotty guy. You don't know what he's going to do this year. He's unpredictable.
That's the only reason, I think. But we're Johnson.
I have David Johnson at number two. Why I got David Johnson number two? I think he's a stellar back. I think he has a future in being the top back, battling with a guy like Le'Veon Bell or a Todd Gurley for the next 5 years. I think he's the key.
For me, I have Johnson at three. I could move Hunt up. And I could move... Only reason I'm thinking I could move Hunt up or Bell ahead of Johnson, injury. That's the only bad thing. Like,
yeah,
Cousin took him last year. He was doing well. Got hurt.
Just like, screwed his
team. Yeah, just like that.
Kareem Hunt.
I have him at four.
I have him at seven. You know, I looked at it as Patrick Mahomes, strong arm quarterback.
Yeah, he's going to want to throw it deep.
He's got to throw deep. He's got Tyreek Hill.
Sammy Watkins.
And they just signed Sammy Watkins. That's two speedy receivers. Those post routes, those fade routes, yep, the streak routes. I feel like he's going to want to go for the big plays and be on the sports center. He's not going to want to hand the ball off and let Kareem Hunt do his thing.
But you could argue the fact that, okay, young quarterback Andy Reid's going to be like, no, we want to let's start running the ball first. And, okay, let's dink the ball to Kareem Hunt and all that stuff. But you could also argue, look what happened to the Chiefs last year. They were a great, amazing team. They forgot about their run game, and they disappeared, kind of. Hunt's one of those guys. Only reason he's probably at four for me is, like you said, young quarterback and Patrick Mahomes. Biggest question, what are they going to want to do? Are they going to want to keep him tamed? Or will they be like, how Patrick Mahomes is, go be a gunslinger?
That's my big question. That's why I have him at seven. Those two speed receivers, Kelce as the tight end.
We're jumping all around this board, but have we talked about Freeman?
I like him. I like him.
But I feel like, looking back, Freeman, Gordon, Howard, those, either Gordon and Howard could easily swap with Freeman, I feel. Because biggest issue with me, and coming into next week, whenever we decide to record our wide receiver podcast, it's that Atlanta offense was not the same without Shanahan. Was not the same. So I'm wondering, was that the first year, you know, we're getting used to a new system? Okay, let's go out and play. Or is it going to be another bad year offensively for the Falcons? Not as good as the Super Bowl Falcons were, which we're not expecting these guys to be, but like a little like around there. Because there is talent on that offensive side on the Falcons.
Yeah, I agree. And like you said, they, you know, now the more I look at my list, I want to sit here and I want to switch it. I want to switch Melvin Gordon with Devontae Freeman.
Yeah.
You know.
Yeah, that's our, I see it. So we've touched Freeman, Cook, Barkley, Fournette,
Hunt, Elliott,
Bell,
Johnson.
Who else? You got Adam at 15. We talked about JJ?
Well, kind of, but I just...
A little bit when I was saying mine.
Yeah. They got three running backs. I get it. But I just think JJ is going to be... He's going to show up. He's going to show that I don't need two running backs that are could be starters on different teams to come behind me. That I want to be a guy like Todd Gurley or Le'Veon Bell or Ezekiel Elliott. That this is my show. I run the ball. I don't need guys to back me up to run the ball.
Well, think about the Dolphins days. Like, he was the guy. I don't understand the trade, though, from the Dolphins when that happened. I still can't really wrap my head.
I don't know what the Dolphins were thinking trading Ajayi.
I think it might have been character issue.
Maybe that's why they have two running backs behind him. Maybe he's a problem in the dressing room.
I don't think he's a problem. I just think the Dolphins didn't like him. So they're like, yeah. But Would you like to touch the number one, Todd Gurley, the savior of your fantasy football?
Todd Gurley. If I have the chance to pick number one, that's my guy. Anybody out there, if you have the chance to pick number one in your fantasy, Todd Gurley is your guy. Remember that.
And I don't think he went in the first round. I think he was... Because he was coming off that awful season when Fisher was still
coaching. He didn't go the first round. I don't think I took him to the third round because I took Brown last year in my first...
My big issue with Todd Gurley and kind of the whole Rams is Sean McVay worked his magic first year as a head coach. It was amazing. Second year, can he make the adjustments to still have that magic? But I still think Todd Gurley's going to be great. I believe he's the number one overall pick. But if you're looking, say we don't get the number one overall pick, say it's one of our buddies, other than Todd Gurley, who do you think might be the first overall pick? Looking at the running backs that are out there.
You know, we got a lot of different guys in our thing, but I'm thinking Kareem Hunt, maybe.
True. Do you think Kamara somehow, everyone's thinking, oh my God, no more Ingram for four games. He's going to be a monster. He's going to be a beast.
That could happen. But, you know, if I get stuck with the last pick in the draft or whatever, I am strongly thinking Ezekiel Elliott.
At the end. Oh, well, where is he at?
He's my number five, I think.
Do you think this year, if we get all eight guys, because sadly we don't have enough to get a big league.
Yeah.
That eight guy, do you think it's going to be 1-2-8, running back, running back, running back, running back, running back?
I don't think so. We all talked about it last year before we drafted that running backs are the hot players to take, and there was some surprise picks.
Yeah, number one
pick, Tom Brady. No,
not the smart,
not
brother.
The smartest pick, but he did finish second in our league.
I don't know how. I still don't know how. But so you're thinking Hunt would go.
Hunt's one of those guys. I think that some people in our group think that Hunt is going to have a breakout year. I think that their lists would strongly disagree with ours.
I'm trying to look at my... I don't know. I don't think... I don't see Zeke, honestly. Due to his issues last year, I don't think he's number one. Johnson injury. Maybe if one of those guys hasn't been paying attention to NFL Network, do you think Bell maybe?
Well, if they're not paying attention and the computer auto drafts they're drafting Bell and they're just... I'm calling it. Their season's done. You may as well pack her up, boys. But I'm telling you, those late rounds.
Yeah, the late where you own them. Let's just quick game close to the end. Barkley, highest. Not looking at our lists. Thinking about the other guys that are in our fantasy league. Highest you see Barkley going. Is it first round? Is it high second? Is it... Could he possibly somehow worse in there round 4, 3, 5 and Barkley's still on the board because no one really knows his name?
That's what I was going to touch on. There's guys in our league that don't follow the NFL as strongly as other guys. So when they see Barkley on the list, they'll be like, I don't even know who that is.
Yeah.
Why would I take him? Now,
personally,
if he's there round 4, and I'm struggling for what am I going to do, and I see Barkley, I'm like, taking that. I'm taking that right now.
Do you think it's going to be a run in the first round that there's running backs and you're going into the second round and you're like, yeah, I just went running back, but should I go running back again in the second round? Because me personally, I am usually that first round running back, looking at the wide receiver second round, second round running back.
See, me, I'm more of a, well, last year I took a receiver in the first round.
Well, you
biased of being a Steelers fan. But
who else was there? Was
really, if I'm looking at it this year, my strategy is going in is running back, primary receiver, running back. Quarterbacks, they'll be there in the fourth and fifth round.
Fourth, fifth, sixth. Feel like you touched up on everyone you're thinking?
I'm good.
Okay.
I got her.
Well, thank you for listening to the second episode of The Sideline. I am your host, Addison Ouellette, and my co-host,
Morgan Matz.
And feel free to tweet us your top 20. If you agree, disagree, why, where you'd slot these guys in, you can tweet me @A_Ouellette31.
Or @MorganMatz1.
And thank you for listening to this week's episode of The Sideline.